Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. The first thing I want to comment on today is just how sick and tired I am about the current political garbage going on and has been going on for months now. Every time I turn on the TV or pick up the newspaper, it's one candidate or the other slamming the opposition. Not a word about what their plans or even thoughts on the economy or foreign relations or anything else that is important that a president will be facing when elected. I'm not recommending anyone or anything like that. But Hillary has more political experience than Donald, and so far, all I have heard is how stupid one is and how dishonest the other one is. Mrs. Obama, in her speech to the convention delegates, said they, the Democrats, were taking the high road. Then she turned around and slammed Trump. Each candidate's supporters in their speeches say either Trump or Clinton are the only person who is capable of being president of the United States of America. Come on now. I imagine most people who are really qualified to be president don't want the job because of you said, I said platforms on a huge scale that they would be getting into. I am beginning to think that we need to do away with the two-party system and have people run on the issues and principles facing the nation. No more bullcrap, just straight up and straight out attention to the facts. Or as Sergeant Friday used to say on TV, just the facts, ma'am, just the facts. On Sunday, my wife and I attended a memorial service for my good friend Betty Burton, who passed away a few days ago. I had seen her a few weeks ago in the grocery store and hardly recognized her. Betty was quite a connoisseur, and we did food and fun here on Kins Radio for a long time. She taught me a lot about fruits and vegetables and wines and beers, and I taught her a little about meat. Every once in a while I'd help her out on something she didn't know. Betty was also an accomplished musician, and I was privileged to sing in the roadie choirs under her direction for several years. Betty was a unique personal friend, and I'll miss her, even though I didn't see her all that often. So long, Betty. It was good to know you. I also send my condolences to our church pianist organist in the loss of her husband. We have her in our prayers. The loss of two airplanes and their passengers in the last month or so is rather disturbing. One plane was a Cal Air medical flight. When one of my knees went bad, I was flown to San Francisco for treatment, and Cal Air was the outfit that flew me down to the city. I was thrashing around with my restless leg syndrome, and the flight nurse told me to lie still so she could take my vitals. I said, I can't. And I woke up the next day in the ER. When my wife made it down 2 days later after taking care of things at home, I was still in my dirty clothes in St. Francis Hospital's ER in San Francisco. My wife started cleaning me up, and a nurse came by and said, I see you are doing my job. She wanted to say, you surely didn't, but she held back. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.